Welcome back to Stories for Kids. So today I'm going to read stories from greatest folk tales of Bihar. So let's see the first story. Welcome back to Stories for Kids. So today I'll read a story from greatest folk tales of Bihar. The story name is The Sparrow and Her Crumbs. So let's start the story. Long ago, there lived a sparrow. Once, she picked up a grain of gram and carried it to a stone grinder to break it into two bits. In the process of grinding, a part of the grain came out while the rest of it remained stuck in the wooden cricket that worked as the grinder's pivot. The sparrow repeatedly pecked into the cricket, trying to extricate the trapped morsel, but failed. Exhausted, she rushed to a woodcutter and pleaded, "Oh woodcutter, rip the cricket, my crumbs is in the cricket. What shall I eat and what shall I carry for my journey overseas?" The woodcutter hesitated at the bird's request. Retorted, "Get lost! Am I a fool that I will rip the whole cricket for a piece of grain?" The sparrow too lost her temper. She approached the king and pleaded, "Oh king, punish the woodcutter. The woodcutter wouldn't rip the cricket. My crumb is in the cricket. What shall I eat and what shall I carry for my journey overseas?" The king rejected the sparrow's plea, arguing that it was unjust to punish the woodcutter for a morsel of grain. Fluttering and chirping, the sparrow went to the queen and entreated, "O queen, counsel the king. The king wouldn't punish the woodcutter. The woodcutter wouldn't rip the cricket. My crumb is in the cricket. What shall I eat and what shall I carry for my journey overseas?" The queen too refused to entertain the sparrow's request. "I can't counsel the king for such a small thing." The sparrow then went to a snake and pleaded, "Oh snake, bite the queen. The queen wouldn't counsel the king. The king wouldn't punish the woodcutter. The woodcutter wouldn't rip the cricket. My crumb is in the cricket. What shall I eat and what shall I carry for my journey overseas?" "Are you insane? How can I bite the queen for a morsel of grain?" hissed the snake, turning down the sparrow's plea. Disappointed, the sparrow went to a stick and begged, "Oh stick, kill the snake. The snake wouldn't bite the queen. The queen wouldn't counsel the king. The king wouldn't punish the woodcutter. The woodcutter wouldn't rip the cricket. My crumb is in the cricket. What shall I eat and what shall I carry for my journey overseas?" The stick too refused to help the sparrow. Not willing to give up hope, she shouted out to the fire, "Oh fire, burn the stick." The stick wouldn't kill the snake. The snake wouldn't kill the bite. The queen couldn't counsel the king. The king wouldn't punish the woodcutter. The woodcutter wouldn't rip the cricket. My crumb is in the cricket. What shall I eat and what shall I carry for my journey overseas? "Get out. I'll burn the stick for a morsel of grain," shouted back the fire. The sparrow approached the ocean. "Oh ocean, extinguish the fire. The fire wouldn't burn the stick. The stick wouldn't kill the snake. The snake wouldn't bite the queen. The queen wouldn't counsel the king. The king wouldn't punish the woodcutter. The woodcutter wouldn't rip the cricket. My crumb is in the cricket. What shall I eat and what shall I carry for my journey overseas?" As the ocean snapped the sparrow, she flew to an elephant. "Oh elephant, please swallow the ocean. The ocean wouldn't extinguish the fire. The fire would not burn the stick. The stick wouldn't kill the snake. the snake wouldn't bite the queen. The queen would not counsel the king. The king would not punish the woodcutter. The woodcutter wouldn't reap the cricket. My crown is in the cricket. What shall I eat and what shall I carry for my journey overseas? Already thirsty, the elephant thought it could achieve two goals if it fulfilled the sparrow's wish. Its thirst would be quenched and the sparrow would be obliged. So the elephant headed towards the ocean with a sparrow in tow. The ocean was scared to see the elephant approached it menacingly. The ocean implored, "Do not swallow me, please. I will extinguish the fire." The ocean went to the fire. The fire got nervous and pleaded, Do not extinguish me, please. I will burn the stick." As the fire leaped to burn the stick begged for mercy. "Do not burn me, please. I will kill the snake." When the stick went to kill the snake pleaded, "Have mercy on me, please. I will bite the queen." As the snake crawled to dig in fangs into the queen said, "Spare my life, please. I will counsel the king." When the queen went to counsel the king, he said, "Cheer up, dear. I will punish the woodcutter." As the king called the woodcutter to punish him, the woodcutter said, "Do not punish me, please. I will reap the cricket." When the woodcutter went to reap the cricket pleaded, "No one should rip me apart. I am splitting on my own." The cricket split, throwing the crumb out, and the sparrow picked up the crumb and flew off merrily. So, what did you learn from the story? The learning is very beautiful. Be positive and never give up. Success will come to you. So, thank you for listening. Be happy. Bye-bye.